segment of Face the Nation on the Radio is presented by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Rescuers on horseback are searching trees and muddy debris for survivors of Friday's catastrophic flooding in Central Texas, where the death toll is up to at least 104. Former Navy SEAL Brian Christenberry.
You know, I've had a lot of people come up to me that have lost their children and their loved ones and thanked me, and it's hard to even hear that because they have closure, but we haven't pulled anybody out alive yet.
There are questions about why warnings came so late. CBS's Nydia Cavazos is in Kerrville.
While many are saying, yes, we got the alert, the reality for most of them is that even if they did see these, nothing would have come to mind that it was going to be this catastrophic. This is an area that tends to get a lot of flood watches, warnings, so people here are used to it.
Among the 7 campers and staff members from Camp Mystic, a summer retreat for girls, Rob Sells' children survived the flooding at their camp, Baltimore, about 20 minutes away.
I had to wait a minute for them to hug their mom first. I'm kind of chopped liver, but
pledging more weapons amid new Russian thoughts.
More weapons. We have to be able to defend themselves. They're getting hard now. We're going to have to send more weapons. Your defensive weapons, primarily.
Last week, he paused deliveries. After all, CBS News confirms the TSA has begun phasing out no shoe rules at airport security. Passengers are glad.
I guess it's a big time saver in the fact that I'm trying to take my on while also trying to wrangle my kids, get my bags, do all the things. It's just one more like headache that you have to manage.
I had less smellier airports, I guess, so that's good.
It's been a bad tick season in the Northeast.
The CDC room visits for tick bites are at their highest level in 5 years. Dr. Thomas Mather at the University of Rhode Island says deer ticks, which carry Lyme and other diseases, have thrived because the spring was so damp.
So we had good conditions in May and June for tick survival.
Jen Daniel of Quincy, Massachusetts, had her 2-year-old son tested for Lyme disease after he developed a scary-looking rash.
Luckily, he didn't have it. The rash went away, but it has been a frustrating
Wallace, CBS News.
Negotiations expect today in Philadelphia's week-old municipal workers' strike. For now, trash is piling up on sidewalks. William Carlton, head of the Office of Clean and Green Initiatives, urges people to drop garbage at collection centers.
This is a temporary solution with access to dispose of their trash safely.
Yesterday, protesters dumped garbage inside City Hall. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine residents will soon lose a neighborhood pharmacy. Walgreens is preparing to close its North Memorial Drive location on August 5th. The company is apologizing for any inconvenience, and they're offering resources to help customers transition to other Walgreens locations or manage prescriptions online. Walgreens is providing a helpline to impacted customers during the transition. It was less than a month ago a car smashed into that building, causing a temporary shutdown. It's not believed the closure and the crash are connected. Racine County is mourning the death of retired Burlington Fire Chief Alan Babe. He passed away Sunday, just months after his retirement in April. Chief Babe is being remembered as a leader and a dedicated public servant who made a lasting impact on the Burlington department and community. Funeral details have yet to be announced. The Land of the Rising Sun is front and center at the Racine Public Library this month. Thanks to a grant from the UW-Madison Center of East Asian Studies, the library is offering a month-long Japanese cultural exchange series. Activities range from a Japanese calligraphy and origami workshop to a judo demonstration and a book display on Japanese. Organizers say the efforts reflect Racine's commitment to international partnerships and cultural inclusion. The first of several free events is next week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Brewers clobber the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers got their bats going early, 5-0 at the end of the first. They went on to beat the Dodgers 9-1 last night. On the mound, All-Star Freddie Peralta pitched 6 scoreless innings to earn his 5th consecutive victory. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddie was sensational. He attacked with all 3 pitches, and, you know, that's a great lineup, maybe the best lineup in baseball, and he attacked and proved, you know, to himself and to all of us, like, he can withstand it.
Peralta beat a Dodgers lineup that included Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts.
He's a really good pitcher, frontline starter in our league. And once you get somebody like Freddie pitching downhill, it's going to be pretty good for you.
Basketball, the Bucks confirming deals we told you about last week. Contract extensions for Kevin Porter Jr., signing the Pacers' Miles Turner. They also bought out the contract of the Hornets' Mihailije Mitrović, who's now free to play elsewhere in the NBA or in Europe. With Sports, on Mike Clemens.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-60s. And looking mostly sunny on Wednesday, high in the upper 70s. Dry Thursday, some rain for Friday. Currently it's 66.
Today, happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, it's another day. They all gather around. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. Memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Lady from Pasadena. street, don't try to choose her.
WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. If she's gone to stay, ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How I don't know, but man, you ought to see him go twisting the night away.
slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist a while.
Lean out, lean back.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. Twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
Recently, WRJN was advised by an attorney for the estate of Paul and Lynn Harvey that the rest of the story broadcast we've been provided by a party that did not have the rights to issue us authority to air the program. We're working with the family's attorney now to return the rest of the story to WRJN, but until we can work those terms out, we're honoring the family's request to discontinue airing the rest of the story at this time. Again, we apologize. We know you look forward to hearing it every day at this time, but for now, we're going to follow the rules and work with the family in order to make sure our licensing and our ability to air Paul Harvey and the rest of the story is within all the legal limits.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The cleanup is turning into a close down. Less than a month ago, a car plowed through the North Memorial Drive Walgreens in Racine. Now the company says they're closing the store. The two incidents don't seem to be connected. The company will officially close the doors at that location August 5th, according to a notice sent to customers. Walgreens officials say they're working to minimize inconvenience by helping prescription transfers. The company has not provided a specific closure. A four-story hotel could soon rise beside the Brat Stop. The Kenosha Plan Commission this week will discuss a proposed Town Place Suites by Marriott on land sold to a developer from the owners of the legendary roadside restaurant. The plan is to build a 97-room facility with an indoor pool and an outdoor patio. The Kenosha Committee will consider the project Thursday. And a remembrance for Ronald Hart will be held Saturday. The Racine Raider legend and elected official passed away last week at the age of 81. Visitation will be from 3 to 6 at the Dreger Langendorf Funeral Home, with services to follow at 6. In lieu of flowers, the family is asking that memorials be made for a park bench at the Ives Grove Golf Course in his honor. You can read all about Ron's Racine life online today. There's a write-up at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Coming off a big 4th of July weekend, the U.S. ethanol industry doing pretty well. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. In fact, it's one segment that kind of continues to grow. That's the word from John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He says, thank goodness the U.S. ethanol industry is as vibrant as it is. It helps offset some of those cost losses we've seen.
We're really close to where the USDA target is on the ethanol grind, maybe a little bit heavier than the USDA is targeting. So we'll see if there's any demand adjustments on that old crop side as we get closer to the end of the marketing year on August 30th. But right now, it's been a very good source of demand. We've seen those ethanol producers continue to kind of bid up a little bit, trying to find some, you know, keep supplies going and get themselves covered here going forward. And that's been one of the bright spots on the old crop side has been that demand between either exports or the ethanol side.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. The Renewable Fuels Association is reporting ethanol production in the United States is growing, with actual production climbing and capacity utilization at about 90%. Markets are next.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a young person in agriculture, I wondered how I could make a difference in my community. But then I found Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Agriculturist program. It's more than a group. It's a chance to connect with others, grow as a leader, and advocate for agriculture. Together, we're shaping the future of farming in Wisconsin. Be a part of something big. Join us today.
A voice for farmers. A vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
In overnight electronic trade this morning, our September corn is down a penny currently at 402. December new crop down 2 at 418. August beans are down 2 at 1029. November new crop unchanged at 1021. The wheat for September down a nickel right now at 543 a bushel. Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped a penny to 171. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged while gained a penny and a half to 262 a pound. The August class goes into cheese, up four at 18.18. September's unchanged right now at 18.77, 100 weight. So just a quick snapshot on what's happening as far as the markets on a Tuesday morning after a great crop progress report that was issued yesterday. I'm PM Yankee.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the low 80s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid 60s. And looking mostly sunny on Wednesday, high in the upper 70s. Dry Thursday, some rain for Friday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
In the misty morning fog with our hearts a-thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl.
And Brown Eyed Girl, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 7:33. Look who's here. Well, you got to get a little closer to that microphone so okay. I can hear you. Amy Hernandez Mack. Now, we've talked to you before. We're never in the studio.
Well, yeah.
We got some class now in the studio. And by the way, David Mack's here too.
good morning, Don.
Now, obviously, you two are married, but you. How long have you been in music all your life? Because that's what we're here for, to talk about your music today.
Oh, my gosh. I always say to people that I remember singing before I remember talking.
Really?
And that's how far back it goes.
Because you have a beautiful singing voice.
Thank you.
I don't know. Are you born with that? Do you have to cultivate that?
I think in my situation, certainly, you know, with my earliest memories, born with it. And then, you know, you're just attracted to the things that will cultivate it, such as school choir and solos and talent shows and, yeah, well, college.
Well, you're going to perform Thursday.
Yes.
And that's at, is it the First Presbyterian Church?
It is the First Presbyterian Church.
Right across from the courthouse. It's on the west side of the courthouse.
Yes, 716 College Avenue.
Yeah.
It's been there 185 years.
Wow, really?
Yes, I did my homework. And this is the 32nd Music and More Summer Concert Series. Thursday at noon. Well, Thursdays.
Let's start off with
this. What, your fourth time there?
You know, I keep losing count.
Well, your manager here is in charge of remembering
that
stuff. Oh,
yeah, I don't have to remember anything other than the songs.
Does he get 10% off the top?
I get 50%, oh, just like the Colonel.
The Colonel was a crook.
Sometimes he, well, that's probably why sometimes he gets 100%.
All right, this song is called I Want You Back.
Okay.
And a little background on it or nothing? Just
well,
play
David
it?
David can give the background. He submitted the song. Go ahead, babe.
Well, she did this for Gene's Jazz Series this year. She works with Doug Klum, and
he's
a great arranger, great musician, plays multiple instruments, and he found this arrangement. And Amy, what was it, your fourth or third appearance at Gene's Jazz this year?
I think it was the fourth one, because I started in 2018.
Right before COVID.
Yeah.
So try to do something a little different. Keep it in the jazz blues genre. So here's a unique take on Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5.
Thank you.
said that was from Gene's Jazz at the Racine Theater Guild.
Yes.
That's where it was, Gene's
yes,
Jazz?
Yes, just this year.
And you said that was arranged by Doug Klum? He arranged that?
Yes, it was. There was another group that had done this arrangement. And so, and I'm trying to think of the name, and I should have looked it up during the song. But then he took that and then, you know, made it his own, too. So, yeah.
Now, you sang the national anthem the other night at the Fourth Fest celebration tonight during the fireworks. Do you ever start a song and say, oh, I forgot the lyrics?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I think every singer has had that moment. But I'll tell you, with the national anthem, no, knock on wood.
I've always seen these videos of these poor young girls.
Oh, yeah.
They're scared to death, and all of a sudden, they forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an episode or a scene where they showed the girl forgetting it, and the coach from the basketball team gave her a hug and started singing it with
her
to get her back on track. I mean, once you start that, you're just lost.
Oh, sure. It's, you know, it's a challenging song for me to sing every single time because, you know, the words are over 200 years old. You know, they're very poetic. And even just the structure of the song, the sentences don't seem to kind of, they seem very random to me. So I have my own kind of mnemonic type of way of remembering the lyrics, as well as just kind of trying to envision the story. I know the story behind the song, and so
that helps. Who picks out the music when you perform, like at Gene's Jazz?
You know, I love to sing, and I can sing just about everything, and I have sung just about everything. And so I really defer to my husband, and I kind of defer to Doug Klum, too, because they've been around a bit, and as people that sit in the audience and have enjoyed music and listening to music, they kind of know what the crowd-pleasing songs are. Otherwise, I'd be singing the blues the entire time. And
getting everybody depressed.
Get everybody depressed, yeah, because I love the blues, and I love jazz. And
now, who's the Rum Boogie Band? Where'd you get those people?
Oh, geez. Go ahead, David. I mean,
well, when we first looked at doing a performance, and actually we go back to Joe Mooney with Gene's Jazz, and he approached me and said I would really love to have Amy perform at Gene's Jazz. And up until then, she'd sit in with a band for a song here or there occasionally. And so we approached Doug Klum, and at first Doug thought I was joking. I don't know why. And he put together the band. And the first year, the first performance, it was like a 9-piece band. It had a full horn section, two guitarists, bass player, drummer. Doug was on keyboard and piano and trombone, which is his primary instrument. And so it was really neat. And then since then, we've played with variations. The group can expand or contract as needed. And so for this upcoming performance on Thursday, she's going to be performing with Dave Titus, Paul Fredrickson, Don Damaschke, and Doug Klum.
I have
so
to,
four of the bigger group.
I have to correct you. I was tapping you on the arm to look at the list of names. Paul Fredrickson is not performing this Thursday.
Oh, he was there last night.
No, he was not.
You know what I think? I think we need a new manager.
Oh, Steve Feiler on drums.
Exactly.
You know what I think? I think we need a new manager.
Yeah.
Well, he's not, and after 35 years of marriage, I'm gently tapping him on the arm, and he's still ignoring me.
You guys celebrating your anniversary, aren't you?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
In August.
Okay, what's the date?
The 4th.
No, that's your birthday.
We need a new husband and a new manager.
So anyway, Doug puts together the band.
Yeah.
Right.
And talented individual.
So it'll be Doug Klum on piano and keys, Don Damaschke on guitar. This Thursday, Steve Feiler on drums, and Dave Titus on bass. And just happy to have all of those guys willing to do something like this. Yeah, it's great.
And is it the First Presbyterian Church? This is just west of the courthouse. It's right opposite the courthouse on the west side.
Yep.
Because my wife goes to all the concerts there.
I know. Yeah, it's so lovely to see her face in the audience. It's lovely to see so many familiar faces in the audience.
Nice to see Don Rosen's face in the audience.
Don's too tired. Amy Hernandez-Mack is here. Dave Mack is here as well. And more coming up in just a moment. It is 7:45, local news, Timeless Hits, and more from Amy coming up in just a moment.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee punch card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Found offers condo-style apartments and their going out for lunches and dinners, shopping, playing cards and bingo with other to keep theirs safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hill, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-6-9200.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the 430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Bikers Supporting Trades is proud to welcome Mahoffers on Mission. Showing support for the future of skilled trades. They're turning up the heat with an exclusive raffle you won't want to miss. Your shot to win a 1973 Harley Shovelhead. $25 a ticket, limited quantity, and you don't need to be present to win. Grab your offers on Main, 236 Main Street, Racine. This is your chance to own a piece of motorcycle history and support the trades.
We're talking to Amy Mack, Amy Hernandez-Mack, I get that right here. And David Mack is here as well. And you're performing, you're always performing somewhere. That's kind of neat.
Aw, thank you.
When people are just looking for to perform somewhere, you always have it. And, you know, you don't have to perform at a stadium. A nice small venue, especially in a town like Racine, is just perfect. And you said the performances, and they do this all summer, every Thursday at the First Presbyterian.
Yes, this is the 32nd Music and More Summer Concert Series. It benefits the Racine Literacy Council and Healthcare Network. They give out scholarships to young musicians. It's a 10-week series that is every Thursday from noon to 1, and they're very punctual, so you don't have to be afraid that you're going to go to a concert and be stuck there for, you know, 6 hours. You go, and it's done by 1, and what's amazing about it is that I'm just kind of in total admiration of how they can squeeze in 3 artists within an hour, 3 different artists. And so I am the last to perform on the series on Thursday. The 2 other groups are Ben Menzuber, and I apologize if I'm getting that name wrong. I was Googling him last night.
Always get the competition wrong. You don't care about
that. Oh, no. Don't want to do that. And I couldn't find him, so he must not be on Facebook. So I wasn't familiar with that musician, so I'm looking forward to that. As well as Flutissimo Flute Choir will be there, and that's going to feature former school board member Julie McKenna. So, and they're going to be doing music by local musician Don Young. So it's just really a nice and just amazing little concert every Thursday noon to 1 o'clock. That's been going on for 32 years.
Now I was about to say you're also a music teacher.
Yes.
And so you what grades did you teach?
6th, 7th, and 8th grade choir.
Oh, that's a bad age.
Not a bad age.
That's a bad age.
Challenging.
They call it middle school. Oof. And a couple years ago, I started to call it muddle school because it's to me, it's the time that you muddle through and you do things. I even remember myself as a middle school student. I was not a straight A student because I was involved in a lot of activities, but I was an AB student. And I even remember I got in my first fight in middle school. And I remember going into in-school suspension, and I was like the total choir nerd, and my choir teacher was just like, he actually laughed when he said, "Were you an ISS?" So it's a very difficult age to navigate, but what remains the same, I find, is that if you set boundaries and you stay with those boundaries and you, kind of uphold those boundaries for yourself, that eventually kids are empowered then to uphold the boundaries for themselves, and a mutual respect has always kind of come about eventually. So
I was a soprano in grammar school. I know it's hard to believe
it
now, listening to me.
No, I believe it. I love the boy soprano voices, Vienna Boys Choir.
No, I wasn't that kind of. I don't think I was that. I don't know why she put. She said, "You'll be in the soprano section."
Oh.
Really?
That's because you're from New York. That's New Jersey.
That's New Jersey. I said, they're all girls in there. I'm like the only what are you sticking me with a bunch of girls? Today, I wouldn't mind. But back when you were a little kid, you're 10 years old, 9 years old. Stick me with the girls.
Yes.
They got cooties.
Yes.
All right, they do have cooties?
No, yes. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
we might have cooties. I don't know.
So give me some upcoming concerts you're going to do.
So I actually have three this year, not this year. The rest of the year remains to be seen. But after this venue in August, I will be singing down at the Kenosha Public Museum.
Right.
Is doing a Native American exhibit.
Now, you're Native American.
I am.
And Italian.
Goodness gracious. This is funny because this just came up on Facebook where I was, quote unquote, debating somebody. I'll just say it that way. And I told them that I was Ashkenazi Jew. And they're like, "You are not." And I'm like, "I'm sorry, but colonialism just really did a number on my family," because
that probably came from the year her mom's Lithuanian and Italian. Her dad's family is
primarily
from Mexico.
Yes, and that's primarily. But then you get all the things like Portuguese, and you get, 2% Egyptian, and I found out I was, 3% Iranian, and all those.
That's a Southern Italian. I
love 23andMe. I mean, it's just amazing.
I'm afraid to find out.
Oh, it's amazing. I love it. I love knowing that.
Don, your family was from the Antarctic region, and you're related to a lot of penguins that were down there, and that's about it.
Well, going back to the thing that you just mentioned about being indigenous, one of the teachings that I have really come to, I think it kind of challenges the modern day mindset, is that we honor all our ancestors, that we are here today because of the stories of all our ancestors. And so, I am, if you want to kind of keep it really simple, my dad's Mexican, Latino, indigenous. My mom is mostly Italian, mostly Lithuanian. I was born in Kenosha, if that tells you.
Oh, you're Kenosha.
Everybody's Italian and Chinese.
Everybody in Kenosha is Italian.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Italian and Chinese, Italian and Mexican, Italian. So I'm very proud of that Italian heritage. I'd love to do, we've talked about actually singing at Italian Fest or something like that, because I love singing Italian opera. But anyways, going back to what you said about the engagement.
She wants to sing Italian opera. I want her to sing Louis Prima song. So
he wants me to do American Italian, like, what is it?
Mamba Italiana.
Lazy Mary, you better.
So anyway, make a long story short, she's also part of a Native American women's drum group.
So we'll be
which is, you've been doing that for about 10, 15 years,
right?
Too,
so
right?
We'll be performing at the Red Magic Art Festival in Milwaukee on Sunday, August 10th at 10 a.m. That's kind of a good thing to remember, August 10th at 10 a.m. And then the Sunday after that, Kenosha Public Museum at noon. I guess that's at... Jackson Park is where the Red Magic Art Festival is on August 10th, and then Kenosha Public Museum, everybody can find that on the 17th, and that is with the Indigenous Women's Hand Drum Group. So
I'm going to play one of my favorite songs.
Go for it.
Okay. So Amy Hernandez-Mack, again, you're going to perform at the First Presbyterian Church, right?
This Thursday at noon.
It's right opposite the courthouse on the west side of the courthouse. You can't miss it. There's parking there, but... come early if you want parking in there a lot.
Yes.
It gets hard to get. Thank you guys for coming in, by the way.
You're
David
welcome.
And
Thank
Amy.
You for asking.
All right, I like this song.
Chimney tops, that's where happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow. Why, oh why, can't I?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Riley Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.